we're going to stoop a little bit for this new in technology sort of segment.
New in technology. Okay.
Well, technology, it could be the funniest app just hit. Or it could be a roll your eyes moment. And it comes courtesy of the Australian government.
All right.
All right. So the science agency there, the National Science Agency in Australia, released this new app over the weekend. And it is asking to track something about you. All right. It's to help with health. And it's meant for Australians, but they're saying anyone can download it. And there's an option for people located outside of Australia. And it tracks, I'm just going to tell you what the app is called. It's called Chart Your Fart.
Oh, come on. Why do we need to chart that?
Tracks things like frequency, duration, loudness, stench.
Oh, wow. And it can really take this. It can track the stench.
Well, it's asking you. And
you're supposed to input all the information.
Yes, like, exactly.
It's really outlandishly offensive today.
And how long it lingered.
Oh, wow.
So
then it's going to tell you whether that's healthy or not and whether you should like get yourself into a GI specialist.
Yeah,
ASAP.
Maybe. So they're asking you for 3 days. Including one weekend day, because apparently your diet changes a little bit from weekday to weekend.
Got it.
But it says it helps scientists better understand the frequency and characteristics of your gut health.
Okay. Or you could just say, this is a little unusual for me. Maybe I should go to a doctor.
And so what it does is...
Without putting it into an app.
Listen, after you've logged everything...
Uh-huh.
I'm just sitting here like thinking about this going, okay, so every time it happens, I open the app and go, yep, there we go. And then
once your family figures out what you're doing, it's like, oh, you let another one rip, huh, Dad?
But then do you ask someone to rate it? You're like, okay, on stench level, what are you thinking? Or do you just go ahead and do it yourself?
You're gonna do that yourself.
All right, that one is a SBD, silent but deadly.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how deadly?
Right, exactly.
Is that a nine? I feel like that's a nine. Yeah, you're not asking anybody else that.
So it compiles it all into a graph.
Oh my gosh, seriously.
And it shows how many times each day and how severe they were.
Nobody's downloading this.
Kidding me? I've already downloaded it.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to try it.
Oh my gosh.
Are you kidding?
I don't want you to tell me when you do. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
Oh my gosh. Why? And so I will say,
these apps are created for people like you.
Yeah, I know. So I will say that you know, when you go to like your app store and you can see how many people have downloaded it, and you know, like things that are popular are like in the millions and millions. This one is in the single thousands so far. So it's
okay,
because they literally,
you're
just
in an elite club.
Yes, I'm on the ground floor of this.
Yeah.
Kelly,
okay. All right. You know what? This is one that where we don't need a report. Like, don't circle back with us on this. I don't need to know how it's going. You just keep that one to yourself. I don't need to know. I don't need to know.
It'll give you a graph. You have recorded 9 toots so far today.
Oh, my gosh! I didn't need to know!
Add optional ratings. Stench, loudness, duration, linger, detectability. Detectability.
Does it have emojis for the different levels?
Yes. Yeah, it does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So it's got emojis where
they're
downturned,
like they look unhappy.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, yeah. So again,
because you know, even the app is upset that it's been created for that.
Again, in the so you enter your like personal information and all that stuff. And
does it ask you to like set a baseline? Like, this is normal for me. Like, normally I'm at about a 4 sense level.
So
this
when
is
you think
amplified.
About it, exactly.
Is
when
that
you,
a problem?
When you think about it, Kelly, this is a good way to track your internal health. Like, okay, these mine have been more frequent and extra stenchy lately, so maybe there's something wrong.
Okay.
See?
All right.
Here we are. We're just trying to help you be healthy. That's all we're trying to do.
Cutting edge of medical technology.
Again, this is for Australians, but you can download it and there's
but
an option.
But you've already gotten in there.
Yeah. But you can, because there's an option for outside of, you know, Australia. So
Did it cost you any money?
No, it's free.
Okay.
It's free.
Is there in-app purchases? And if so, what would they be?
In-app purchase? I don't even know.
Like, do these? By the way, is there ever? Are there ads on it? Is that how they're making their money? I'm just curious as to they get you to download it for free, and then you're riddled with ads.
Maybe
that's how they're making the money.
I haven't figured that out yet.
Okay,
but we are getting some text messages from listeners. 100% downloading. Yeah, it's again. Okay. It's called Chart Your Fart. So again, we're stooping a little bit for this.
Okay,
but
Jen is like, every chart your fart is an extra clue in Wordle. Every 100 you get is a new smog level. Link to OnlyFans where you can buy farts in a jar. Wow. It's a wormhole.
Could be. All right. So there you go. That is the latest in technology app downloads. Explore it if you want.
That's great.
It's for your health.
Hashtag for the health.
For the health.
Got it.